Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. My name is Katrin Agapova. I'm an owner of small digital agency who work exactly with healthcare providers. We help them to achieve more goals, like their business goals in marketing, through the product developing, and this is like sphere of my interest. Yeah.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
I think like for me, first of all, I'm a purpose-driven person. And for me, I always try to find what is the biggest impact I can make in this world. And of course, like then I was younger, I tried many different things. I'm volunteering in a different social projects, ecological projects. I learned sustainability. But in one moment, I recognized, okay, there is only one thing that I really can do better. It's help people to make them feel better. After this, I start reviewing what is my gifts, because okay, this is what I want to do. I want to make this world better and help people to feel better, because you can help an environment, you can make like food better and something like this, but I love humans. And I found myself in marketing and I found myself in the product developing and said, okay, how I can merge two of these things. First, I want to make people feel better. And at the same time, to put all my gifts in that exactly thing. And of course, then I came to America. I said, oh, there is a huge problem with medical care, you know, with healthcare in America. What if I can find myself here? And here we are. This is like a third year then. How my company exists. And I really see a lot of opportunities and we're growing and we're slowly reaching up that level that I can say, okay, I'm who I always want to be, you know?
For sure. Awesome. So I guess like, can you just describe right now, maybe a use case of how one of your clients are using your business, like what that looks like and how exactly you help them?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for this question. We have like two different types of clients. First clients is established business. Usually it's small clinic or small office who already have patient flows. And we help them to make that flow much smooth. You know, it's like transactional communication. It's CRM marketing. It's then you send letters for your client. Everything will be all right. Your procedure will be like this, like that. And like, you know, exact instruction, because people, especially, I will give you example. We work with one amazing institute of eye correction. It's like incredible Dr. Benjamin. I would love to say hello for him. He's an incredible person, like high level professional. And he had 5,000 contacts in his database, but he never, ever sent them like a real newsletter. He never, you know, sent them news about his clinic, or never was like systematically. Then we came first, what we did, we separate all those clients on segments and found what those segments want to receive. What is their struggles? What they want to receive exactly from us? And what is the difference between those segments? And after this, we start working on relationships. I really love to say that any kind of CRM marketing, of course, we have like a huge background that I do not touch yet. But first of all, it's relationship. I don't want to sell you anything. Of course, I'm a marketing person. This is a part of deal, but I want to build relationship because every client with whom I ever had any contact, and if this contact was like fulfilling and heart opening, I love that word. This is my values. I'm sorry, I'm very wrong marketing person. That means that person will become an advocate for us in his family, in his close circle. This is the one thing what we do. Of course, in the same time, we do lead generation, we build websites, we work with SEO, we work with social media and all these strong things. But I really think that all these ways to attract people should be based on relationships that you can build with leads. And not make them leads, but make them, you know, your friends, your clients, your people in the close circle. This is one of the type of clients with whom we work. Second,
for sure.
Yes, please. You have questions. I would love to answer.
No. I was curious, right? So, like, it makes sense, right? So, I guess in terms of for you, like, client acquisition, right? Like, how have you grown this business? Is it more like in person, cold calling, running ads? Like, how have you gotten in front of all these medical practices to get their business to, you know, trust you and to, you know, have this, like, this kind of CRM management?
First of all, we work from recommendation. It starts from the first clients and from the first client. And after this, step by step, they start telling for their friends. And we should understand doctors and medical fields is the most stubborn client that you can find. They know exactly everything. They know better. But if somebody already tried our services and they said, okay, this has helped me to achieve that results, that means we are, you know, good. And through this, we work a lot. Secondly, I build system that helps doctors not to jump into their, you know, super expensive services that they do not understand. I have like 4 steps program that help doctors to achieve their goals from the first stage. First, we implement CRM marketing and we tell them, okay, this will help you to reduce lost in appointments. Then people do not, you know, pop up or something like this. This is cost that amount of money. We will work on this 2 months. And after this will help you because all transactional communication will be inside that marketing program. Second thing that I really love, in same level, it's like workflows. If you want to explain for your database, for your clients, for people who anytime, you know, give you your email, what you do and remind about yourself, this is already give you money. And like after this small step, they already start receiving results in, you know, in the dollars. And this is like a best recommendation that you can give. And usually we do go through their recommendation, but in the same time, we work through the SEO. And the same time, we work through the CRM marketing because we have all our doctors around us and we can build that relationship. And after this, we have a call. Hi, Dr. Brown, do you want to meet us? And we will talk with you about our services. Yeah. But for me, it's very important to grow slow. I don't want to, you know, conquer world immediately because my main idea and what I think will give most impact in the world is mostly based on the second type of clients.
For sure. So I guess in terms of what you do, obviously I'm curious because in 2024, everybody's looking for different use cases for things like AI. So has AI come into what you do at all? And if not, like, how do you think that AI can maybe help you in 2024?
That's a beautiful question. I just worked on one article that we want to finish, I hope, next week about AI and how it works with medical sphere. First of all, let's be clear that AI in healthcare, it's like very different than AI in marketing. If we're talking about AI in healthcare, this is should be learning, you know, models that works with a different diagnosis, that work with a huge data. And this is usually, we need to work with that data. We should work with a huge hospital that have all this data. My clients is usually small practices. There is almost 2 million small practices in America that do not have CRM, you know, just do not have any, you know, program that will help to operate that with their, you know, clients, with their patients. And like they do still, you know, through the paper and like, are you kidding me? We are in 2024, we're talking about AI, but they do not have it. And that's why I want to separate those two things. Well, all this AI and technology that we're talking about and dreaming about, that you just put your lab test in program and machine will tell you, oh, you are good, or you will maybe have cancer in next 10 years. We cannot use it yet, because to implement this in the market that everybody will use that high level technology, it will take like 5-10 years. Not because people don't want to use this. This is another conversation about stubborns and, you know, some conservatism in that sphere, but in the same time about regulation. America have very strict laws about any kind of technology that
like HIPAA, things like that. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You cannot just, you know, say, oh, this is like nice thing that's trending. This is, do not work like this.
Right. And what about I was curious, right? What about like a HIPAA compliant, like AI chatbot, maybe that can help book appointments and make it easier for a customer, that can integrate with some of the CRM work that you're doing, so it can kind of help with that data for new customers if you're running ads, things like that.
Yeah, this is like a marketing part of all these things. And for now, we do not implement this too much because, again, doctors and small practices, all what we need to make for them, it's automate all bureaucracy. I don't know how to pronounce that word exactly. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Bureaucracy, because there is a lot of, you know, papers that people need to sign up before appointment. And like, we can talk about AI and all these beautiful things, but only if we will send one day before the letter where, you know, you should go through the all this form and sign up through their paperless, you know, document flow. This is already, you know, reduce timing of waiting for 30%. Can you imagine like that exact thing that you just send a letter can help, you know, doctor to receive much more patients just because this is much more easier. And of course, we sometimes like our, you know, clients who are more modern, who are, you know, young, they always said, oh, how we can use AI? I said, I can put, you know, chatbot on your website. But is this really, you know, what you need? Maybe we can put those budgets and those efforts for something that will help to make a workflow inside your clinic much more effective. Yeah, that's sure. Why, like, I like, you know, hype around AI. And again, I really think that this is really can help reduce many things, like many problems and many issues in medical system. But AI will come through, you know, in all this field from the big hospitals. We do not work with them yet.
Right, yeah. For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that there is AI potential. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, where it's at now, way too expensive, but there is potential, I think, to offer more of a low cost, more affordable solution that's practical for clients like yours. So I guess in terms of the business, like, what would you say is like your top priority in the next few months, as you know, we're obviously now in 2024.
Where I would love to find myself in a half year. Like for now, we really try to pitch many different startups in that field there, because I think there is much more potential in a small app that can, you know, have a huge audience. And if we, with all our expertise, because we have like old school CRM business that's going well, and it's like, this is a system, you don't need to improve anything. But because we are young and we are very passionate and we have like a purpose, I really want to achieve and to find as many startups who want to grow big and for whom we can be helpful, because we know that field, we know market very well, we know how to work with these clients, like with patients, with doctors, how to work with the referrals and all this, you know, very specific things in that market. And that's why I really emphasize all my efforts now on startups, and mostly with mental care, because there is like, we have epidemic of mental problems in America. It's around 40% sure. of all people in America have like mental issues, especially sure. after COVID. And it could be like very high, or it could be like low level of depression. And if right. we, like me, can find that startup who can help those people just to establish their life a little bit better, we will feel like society much more, you know, healthier. And it's not a big, you know, thing. Yeah. That's
for sure.
Why
so what,
yeah, looking for startups.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started your company?
Let's start. This is my third company. Yeah. First two I sold, and for me it was like great thing. Like, what I would love to tell for me, don't just trust in yourself. There is like, I think this is like a little bit mysterious, but why not? I just want to say that I went through there a lot of doubts. Do I make right thing? Is it really what I want to do? How it will be in that point that I can say, okay, I'm in the right position, because before I achieved that attitude that I have now, okay, this is my purpose. This is exactly what I want to do. This is my business and I love it and I want to put efforts to grow it. Before this, I spent like 1.5 years. I did my job. I did everything, and I always have doubts. Now I know exactly. You don't need to have doubts. Just continue. Because after some time, your path will open the door there. You can say, oh, that's exactly where I want to be. Because there is nothing that's stable. We cannot, in our time, in that moment of civilization developing, there is like, it's nothing that can be stagnant. It's always growing. It's always changing. And if you can be that change all the time, that means in one moment you will wake up and say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I want to be. That's exactly where I want to be, you know?
For sure.
That's
yeah.
why, yeah.
yeah,
no doubt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, I hope I hope we will have collaboration with one of venture funds to really put all their emphasis on healthcare and who works with those technology that we just mentioned, AI and really, really big stuff. And this is will be like, of course, it sounds great, but who knows? We should dream big. Yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to work with startups in that level that they already know. Yes, that's a great thing. We should do this.
For sure. Yeah, that's awesome. We're rooting for you guys. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out. Do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, I have LinkedIn. I'm always open for new contact. I have my website. You can find this in my LinkedIn. But yeah, I think LinkedIn is the best way how to do this.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. It was lovely to speak with you.
Likewise,
and I hope
you.
We will see each other through the year.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, maybe sometime like in New York. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.